Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 34, Johannesburg 32, Emalahleni 30 degrees.
Couple of issues on the roads. Kempton, there's been a crash on the R21 south before the R24 airport interchange. Centurion, a lost load on the N1 southbound after Buerta Avenue. And slow-moving traffic on Mabopane Highway westbound towards the Hairpin Bend.
The quality control body Umalusi says it's all systems go ahead of the 2024 matric final exams. The exams are set to run from the 21st of October to the 27th of November. More than 700,000 full-time candidates are registered to write the exams at over 7,000 exam centres. Here's Umalusi CEO Dr. Mafura Muketsi.
I can report to the South African public that by and large, the system is ready to administer the 2024 end-of-year national examinations. Umalusi would like to applaud the efforts of the Department of Basic Education for doing everything humanly possible to uphold the credibility and integrity of the examinations.
He adds the Quality Council is also hard at work to ensure that there's an elimination of errors in question papers.
The Umalusi external moderators are obliged to conduct thorough proofreading of the papers before approving them, ensuring that all aspects are error-free and aligned with the examination standards. Umalusi's stance is that there should be no error in the question papers. There should be no errors.
A memorial service for five children who died after eating snacks from a spaza shop in a lady south of Johannesburg was held today. The incident occurred last weekend, Masechaba Sefularo reports.
The family members of the five deceased children took turns speaking of the brief lives that have been lost, all saying that they still had big dreams for the children. Noting that this is the second such incident in Naledi within a year, there's also been pleas for authorities to enforce strict food safety controls to prevent a repeat of such tragedy. Early this week, community members closed down spaza shops allegedly owned by illegal foreigners. They vowed to continue until authorities address the issue of undocumented migrants, fake foods, and unregulated businesses. Masechaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM in Naledi.
The MK Party has adopted a new constitution to set clear objectives, leadership structures and principles. The constitution outlines the organization's vision for political, social and economic transformation. Here's national organizer Floyd Chivambu.
The National Disciplinary Committee is going to be presided by Dr. John Klompe, the Deputy President of the organization. It will also include Dr. Liboniswane Tumtumba, General Nompumelelo Desi Chilwane, Bongani Baloyi, Dynamo Tao, and then five external members who are not members of the National High Command, but are members of Umkhonto we Party.
And we end off in Mpumalanga, where police have arrested a 30-year-old man and recovered a massive dacha haul following a bust on the N12 in Delmas. The dacha, which was seized yesterday, is worth an estimated 4.7 million rand. Yes, police spokesperson Donald Maluli.
During the initial search, nothing out of the ordinary was noticed. However, members kept on smelling a strong odor of dacha. The truck was then escorted to Delmas police station, where K9 narcotic dog was used to do a further search. It was during this time when a hidden compartment at the back was discovered, and upon removal, 63 balls of dacha were found wrapped in a brown sellotape.
I'm Chanel September net weer die hoofneste eer die gehaltebeheerliggaam Umalusi sê alles is gereed vir die 2024 matriek eindeksamen.
And that is the end of Chanel's workday. Yay! And you're not even working tomorrow.
I know. Hey. You are though, Alex.
Yeah, but that's fine. No, that's not work. That's fun. Have a lekker weekend, Chanel. Verder besonderhede, jullie nies, jackaroundfm.com, hit the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda.